What I've discovered after many years is that children come into this world with one of two kinds of spirits. You get those kids who pop out of the womb and they go, "Hello world, I'm here, spring it on, I can go with it, I can go with the flow, just bring it on." These are the kids who have a robust spirit. And then there are those kinds of children who come into the world with a much more sensitive and vulnerable spirit. And I'm one of those. Yes, I'm still a kid. And my spirit is very sensitive and vulnerable. It has, however, turned out to be my greatest gift. Because even when I see clients, they'll go, "Oh, well, I've got one child like this who's got a robust, resilient spirit, and I've got another child who has a sensitive and vulnerable spirit." And you'll probably be able to identify what kind of spirit your children have. I must make the point here that it is not better to have the one or the other, because both of these kinds of spirits, the robust or the sensitive, have got the most incredible gifts to them, and each of them could have problems. And I can tell you from myself that having been and still being a very sensitive natured person with a very sensitive spirit, when I was young, it was a burden. It was difficult. Nobody understood how sensitive I was or why I was so sensitive. It was really, really difficult. And it's only later in years that I discovered, oh my gosh, this sensitive spirit of mine is turning out to be an amazing gift. It's taken me around the globe. It's helped me to help many thousands of people. So I don't want you to fall into the thinking of, oh, well, I have this very sensitive child and I wish they were not so sensitive or wish they were more robust. It really doesn't work that way. So you can see from the slide that is on the screen at the moment, I've just put a few characteristics down of the robust spirited child and a few characteristics of the sensitive spirited child, but it's not always black and white like that. So I'm going to just give you a few minutes to roll your eyes through those, and it'll give you a very clear sense of, well, my child's got some of those on the robust side, but maybe more on the sensitive side, or the other way around. Just so that you know what I mean when I'm talking about a sensitive spirit or a robust spirit. The question I have for you is, have you been aware? Are you aware of your child's spirit? Have you been aware of the thought that, you know, my child's spirit has got its own signature tune? And are you honoring and supporting and loving your child's spirit, or are you wishing that it was different? And here's another very interesting thing. What about your spirit? Because in fact, we have our own kind of spirit, which is going to affect our kiddos as well. My question to you is, are you friends with your unique and special spirit? Are you singing your spirit song loud and clear for all to hear in a very positive way? Are you using it as a gift and a blessing, or is it a burden? Are you finding your own spirit to be a burden? How does your spirit show up in your parenting? Is it freeing that extraordinary child, or is it actually keeping unintentionally the child stuck inside? And what kind of spirit song is your children hearing from you? Is it a light-hearted, happy, serene, confident, joyful song? Or is it a heavy, serious, worried, anxious song? And then, another very interesting thought. What about generational patterns? So let me tell you about myself. So I'm very sensitive spirit. My mom had a very, very sensitive, gentle spirit. Amazing lady with a very sensitive spirit. Her spirit didn't sing its song loud and clear. My dad, on the other hand, had this robust spirit, totally resilient. You could drop him in an ocean and he'd be fine, he'd find his way back. I don't know about my previous generations because they were killed in the Holocaust, but you may be able to look back into, and so my grandmother, was she the one with the sensitive spirit, or my grandfather? And you could actually find a very interesting story of their generational spirits. Here's the deal. When we don't know how to parent a child with a robust spirit, or how to parent a child with a sensitive spirit, we could unintentionally, and I know it's always unintentional, set up a whole lot of chemistry that then creates the very learning behavior and mood problems we run to doctors to give us a diagnosis for. Until tomorrow, I want you to remember that you are so enough.